You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is hour two of Radio Program Tuesday. Baseball is heating up. We're kind of getting to that time of year where, you know, every night matters now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There are meaningful games. In fact, like, for the Mets, they've got a series here with the Braves. I kind of feel like this is the... You've got to turn something around. Like, you're 5.5 back now. The Braves absolutely stink. You've lost 11 of 12, for God's sakes.
Can I ask a question?
If you can't sweep the Braves, just be done and quit.
Why do the Braves suck? All of a sudden.
They've had some injuries.
Yeah,
but
they have.
No one thought this. It's the most disappointing team in baseball.
Very weird.
Yes.
Back to sports gambling.
Sports.
We were discussing John Mateer. By the way, you know, lost in the whole John Mateer conversation. Is he going to resurrect OU football? Is he that good?
I don't know. I mean, they had a really down year. The recruiting's gotten a little better.
He like the top transfer quarterback?
I think he was the top transfer portal quarterback. But there weren't a lot of big transfer portal quarterbacks. It was him and Carson Beck. I think were probably the two biggest names.
He was good at Washington State.
He was good at Washington State. So
I mean,
but you know, Oklahoma, and there's some.
Boomer Sooner.
There's some belief that maybe the SEC is swallowing up Oklahoma and that Venables may not be the guy. But
bring back Bob Stoops.
I think he's involved still there.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mateer's already got a hot new nickname I've seen. Moneyline Mateer.
Ooh. Their schedule. Ooh.
Well, and this is like...
Dude, they better start... I'm going to make a proclamation about Boomer Sooner.
Okay.
So... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Their first five games, they might be 5-0.
Okay.
After that, all bets are off. But they really need to beat Michigan at home on September 6th.
Oh, God, dude, that stretch.
Starting
October 11th?
So their first five, they've got Illinois State. Yeah. They host Michigan. Yeah. That should be good.
Yep.
They got to win that game. Mm-hmm. And then they play at Temple. They host Auburn, which could be interesting. And then they host... Kent State. And Auburn, then, by the way, has their old quarterback, Jackson Arnold.
And then buckle the F up.
But then from there, they go Texas, at South Carolina, v. Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Alabama.
And then finishing up with Missouri and LSU.
So number 1, number 13, number 21, number 24, number 8, unranked, and number 9. You think Venables keeps his job?
No.
Because I don't know. Although
that's the sort of stretch that like Florida had with Billy Napier.
He
saved his job.
That was my first thought. If you survive this, if you go better than 500 in this or on that back stretch, you're keeping your job for a minute.
And right, Mateer may be that guy, but their losses last year, remember they had the big win against Alabama, 24-3, kept Alabama to the playoff, but dude, they got drilled. Texas beat them 34-3, Tennessee beat them by 10, Ole Miss beat them by 10, Missouri beat them by a touchdown, LSU mollywopped them. I mean, they didn't just lose. I mean,
that's why that Alabama game was so weird.
It was
such an outlier.
No one saw it coming because they had their only win that they had had in 2 months was Maine. And remember, that was when they, you know, they do that weird SEC thing where at the end of the year you play, you know, Sister Mary of the Poor.
Watch Mateer take down Arch on October 11th.
Be something.
By the way, they've gone and checked Arch's Venmo transactions, and he puts on there, he puts Za for pizza.
Did they actually go?
Yeah, they did. Arches? Yeah, they showed Arches, and
because there were for every real Arch one, there were about a dozen fake Arch ones.
But he puts like pizza bra, Za bra.
Well, according to everybody, he is Jesus. He is the not only is he the greatest quarterback prospect of all time that couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers, but he's just an angel.
Hey, they're underdogs.
He's just a sweet. Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah, Texas is like 2.5 point dogs.
Yeah. They were three. It's come down to 2.5, but Texas is the first number one team to be an underdog in week one in forever.
And that's surprising because, you know, look, it's Ohio State, but Ohio State did lose quite a bit. And the Julian Sain kid, who's probably going to be their starter, people are saying. Well, people just aren't giving him.
A lot of people.
And it's so weird. Saying. In college, because we don't get to see anything. I love that. In the NFL,
people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
At least we get to see the preseason. In college, we just kind of have to go off whispers and like kind of, you know, what coaches say. But no, there has not been a lot of people that are like, oh my God, Julian Sain is like the second coming.
Who was Ohio State's quarterback when Oregon went in there and beat them?
The first time around?
Yeah, when they went into the horseshoe.
That was Anthony Brown.
No, who was Ohio State's quarterback?
CJ Stroud.
Really?
Yeah, he was a freshman.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Stroud. And then last year, obviously, was Will Howard, both times that they played.
Yeah, but I'm talking about at the horseshoe.
No, that was Stroud, man. And that was like,
hey, man.
Yeah, and that was with all those, you know, again, well, shocker, they had like a loaded receiving room. That was with Garrett Wilson and who's the other one? Garrett Wilson, and why can't I think of the...
His name...
Why can't I think
of... Are you talking about Buka? The rookie? Or the
Chris Olave.
Olave, that's right.
All those guys were... That was, and a lot of those guys were young, but dude, that was an Ohio State team that was loaded, and Anthony Brown.
Yeah!
You know, talk about like underrated, like you forget Anthony. Anthony Brown went into the horseshoe and beat him.
You know, Tyler Shuck. I was reading about Tyler Shuck today.
Yeah.
Former Duck great, Tyler Shuck.
Well, former Duck great, former Louisville great, former Texas Tech great, and current New Orleans Saint. Did I get all that? Was there somewhere in between there? I think that's all of them.
Do you know?
You got him.
So he is older than Trevor Lawrence.
Is he really?
Yes.
Who's going into like his, what, fifth season?
Yeah, I think Trevor Lawrence is about to retire, is he not?
He's going to be forced into it if he doesn't start playing better.
And they were pointing out that Tyler Shuck was the one who could not beat out Anthony Brown.
Yeah.
That's what Anthony Brown forced Tyler Shuck to transfer. And then he went to Ohio State and won.
Yeah. And no one will ever remember Anthony Brown for anything.
Anthony Brown was kind of sandwiched in between Mariota and...
Well, and that's the other one.
And then Ty Thompson couldn't beat out either one of them.
Well, people forget Darren Thomas led Oregon to the doorsteps of a national championship and then was unceremoniously booted because of that Mariota guy. But yeah, people forget, like people make fun of Darren Thomas because he left and went to the NFL and were like, why would you do that? Because you knew Marcus was coming.
Because he was undrafted, right?
Yeah, I think he was undrafted. But in today's world, Darren Thomas would have been able to transfer somewhere, make some money, and would have been fine. But
he would have gone to a good team, probably.
Okay, so let's do a fun little game here. We'll get back to our topic at hand here in our next segment, Michael Porter Audio. But
by the way, the Braves are already up 1-0 on the Mets. I'm going to put my head in
Are you really oven. Complaining about a 1-0 deficit?
I'm going to put my head in an oven.
So Darren Thomas was the starting quarterback in 2010-2011, yes. Okay?
Yes.
He was followed by Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, it was a big upgrade.
I believe that's how you pronounce it.
I think it's Mariota.
Mariota.
Oh, sorry, Mariota.
Mariota. Thank you.
Mariota was the tessitore in his debut.
Then there was a guy. Then there was Justin Herbert. Then there was a guy. Then another guy. Then Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel.
Okay.
Who were the three quarterbacks that I skipped over. So this is between, so you're going 15 years. Thomas, 15 Mariota, years. Herbert, Nix, Gabriel. There were three other starters. Who were they?
I got two of them.
And they're all in order. Are you?
That was in order, yeah. I went, so it goes Thomas, Mariota, this guy, Herbert, this guy, Nix, Gabriel.
The one that I remember off the top of my head is Vernon Adams was in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's between Mariota and Herbert. There's one other, and you mentioned Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown. So who's I'm missing someone?
I've got the other one.
You do?
Dakota Prukop.
No.
No?
Not according to this. It's Tyler Shuck. COVID year. Tyler Shuck started 7 games for the Ducks.
Boy, I completely.
Did you guys know that?
I completely. Prukop was only the starter for like 2-3 weeks.
Because he started, I want to say it was the first 4 weeks, and then he lost in that Nebraska game, and Vernon Adams took over.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Prukop was the. Vernon Adams beat out Prukop. So that he wouldn't have been the starter. He would have been a part-time. Well, I completely forgot that Shuck started the 7 games.
You think about, like, I think about Shuck as, like, never having started and left.
No.
But no, he was their COVID quarterback. And then the year after COVID, Anthony Brown comes in. They go and win it at the Horseshoe. And then Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel. Well, I mean, that's quite a great quarterback history. From,
it is. I was
last
like
15 years.
I'm like trying to scan my brain. I don't. I would not have come up with Shuck.
Well, they like platooned Shuck to come here. Brown, like Brown, would come in for Shuck when Shuck wasn't doing well, and then finally, I want to say the last that bowl game of that weird COVID season, Shuck started, had a good drive, and then Brown came in, and they never put Shuck back in again.
Dude, I just and then, we've had some weird stretches too. Where who was the? Who's the kid that ended up going to like Virginia Tech that had to play because of injury?
Braxton Burmeister.
Braxton Burmeister. Like, God bless him. I remember because I was doing the Ducks post game stuff on Comcast, and you know you kind of have to polish the turd a little bit. That was a tough turd to polish.
No, you don't.
You can spread as much bark dust as you want, and you're like, wow, you can still see the turd.
He was pretty rough at Virginia Tech.
It was bad. He could not.
You know, he ended up at San Diego State.
He's one of those well-traveled guys.
Oregon, Vautech, San Diego State.
Well, there was the kid, too, like, and this is happening more and more. There was the kid when Justin Fields, someone will help me with his name, but he was like one of the top recruits in the country. Justin Fields left Georgia to go to Ohio State, and the kid at Georgia was like, he ain't taking my job. This is mine. Like you're not gonna find it so easy to come take my job. And then he had to leave. And then he like went to Miami and didn't get the job and had to leave. And then he went somewhere else and I think he left again. Like he kept talking S and he kept losing jobs. And the moment he would lose them, he would bolt. It's just you know, no one's willing to stick around anymore. You lose a job and it's like deuces, I'm out of here. And I get it. You know, you can only have so many years to play, but eventually you might just want to realize that you're not that good and maybe just try to get better, get a degree, but you keep chasing the NIL money.
All right, what Michael Porter Jr. said about sports betting on a podcast next. And some are, a lot of people are saying.
A lot of people saying.
He may get in trouble for this. That is next on 105.1 The Fan.
Someone correctly identified that. The Ohio State kid I was talking about was named Tate Martell. He played at Bishop Gorman in Vegas. In 3 years, he went 45-0 and won 3 state titles. He threw 113 touchdowns to 9 picks and threw for 8,000 yards.
God.
In his college career at Ohio State, number one recruit in the country, at Ohio State, Miami, and UNLV, would you care to guess how many passes
Five.
He attempted?
I'm sticking with my number. 5.
He threw 35 passes in his college career after talking S to Justin Fields saying,
so
he ain't taking my job.
What was his problem?
Just got beat out.
How
at
are you that good in high school? And you know,
who
like,
knows?
Especially at Bishop Gorman, like, aren't they?
Yeah,
a powerhouse.
Yeah, powerhouse.
I spent the entire break talking to Sue trying to figure that out.
Football factory.
Where did we get on that?
About as far as you have right now.
Yeah, there's a million. Huh. You know, I always think with some kids, it's the first sign of adversity. I mean, you don't go 45-0 and the number one player. That guy probably never had a single piece of adversity in his life. And you get to Ohio State and you're the big swinging D and you don't win the job as a freshman, right? I think that was probably CJ Stroud. And so that obviously probably pisses you off. And then the Justin Fields thing happens and you're insulted that the coaches would have the nerve to go out and get Justin Fields. And so you get all pissy and crowned up and are like, well, I'm not even going to compete for this. F you. Then you go down to Miami. You're still crowned up. You probably stop working. You think that the world's against you. You go down to Miami and it's like, oh my God, maybe I'm not that good. And now you have a crisis of confidence. Maybe you get into some pills. Maybe you drink a little bit. You know, I didn't at BYU, I didn't get really to see a lot of these types of kids, but every now and then we would get big name players that were big recruits for us, usually 4-star kids, occasionally like a big time All-American. And I'll tell you, more often than not, they didn't work out for one reason or another. And a lot of it is just that adversity, and you're just not something you're used to. And you just, the jump from high school to college, college to the NFL, it's a monumental leap. And because you're good at one, there's zero guarantee that you're good at the other, especially if you don't have good coaching and you don't have a mentality where you want to keep working. But I just, 45-0, number one player in the country, and 36 total pass. He couldn't win the job at UNLV.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what he's doing now. And he has officially retired from football, just in case you wondered.
Yeah.
But apparently he's doing some business stuff.
Sure.
And he's got on his IG, he's got entrepreneur and founder.
Yeah, something like that.
So he's doing some businessy things. He looks way different than I pictured. I don't know what I was picturing with Tate Martell. But
yeah. Well, he was a bro, at least at Ohio State. He had the headband and
white guy.
Anyway,
we're going to have to get to Michael Porter Jr. Audio later. We've managed to shove it off again.
It is what we do.
Yeah, Aaron Judge just went yard, by the way, again.
So Aaron Judge is...
He's back.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Winning MVPs, or that's the big deal?
Well, I think he homered last night, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm going to look up some numbies here and see what...
Yeah, give me some numbies.
Because before he got hurt, Judge was the odds-on favorite, and then Judge got hurt, and Raleigh took it over. And now...
Well, that's a long way to go.
Long way...
A lot of people saying long way to go. All right.
A lot of people.
I'm gonna shove off Michael Porter Jr. audio, betting audio that we'll get to. We will get to it. We'll get to it in about a half an hour or so.
Judge only has 37 homers.
And by the way, Judge is now the favorite again.
Is he?
Yes, according to FanDuel.
Isn't he still batting like 330?
Yeah, he's hitting 336.
Yeah. Yeah, if he stays healthy and just gets back to...
FanDuel has him -175, Cal Raleigh +135.
But Raleigh leads the league in homers, leads the league in RBI, and I think Raleigh's still hitting what? He's hitting it's gone down a little bit. He's hitting 247.
Yeah, but if Judge, I'm telling you, if Judge gets, like, he's back.
If he gets it going.
And if he just, he's already got it going. Yeah. He's homered in back-to-back nights. Yeah. If he just returns to being Aaron Judge and stays healthy, he'll win it. Mm. Especially if the Yankees make the playoffs.
Mariner,
if they don't, I wonder.
Dude, Mariner fan is going to, if Raleigh doesn't win the MVP this year, somewhere Softy is going to have the big one.
Look,
he'll literally crap a...
If the Yankees miss the playoffs and Raleigh doesn't win the MVP,
yeah, that's a rough.
Like if Judge wins it and he's not even on a playoff team, that's going to piss some people off.
Which is, look, I'm not saying I want the Mariner fan to have a conniption. They've been through a lot, but you got to admit, it'd be kind of fun. It's your show.
This is going to be another.
We're going to push this off again, aren't we?
It's another whole nother topic, but
tangents.
Why do Mariner fans have a case of the Spostas?
I don't know, but
they do. What?
They feel
what
like
do you think?
The,
like
the sports gods owe them.
What does that even mean?
It's
there
our
are
turn,
no sports gods. And by the way, Cal Raleigh's having a nice year. It is not the year Aaron Judge is having, at least if healthy.
How dare you?
It's
how
just not.
Dare you? It's the greatest season in catching history.
Judge is batting .336.
Yeah. Cal Raleigh has more homers.
Cal Raleigh's like 100 points lower.
You shut your hole.
I mean, I know he's having a great year, but. You guys forgot what an actual great, great year looks like. You haven't had one in 20 years.
Oh, boy. Get ready. Get ready.
God. Yeah, now. Yeah, now.
Man, you are going to invoke some wrath.
Boy.
How dare you say that about our Seattle Mariners.
All right. Coming up next, we have in the news. I've got a little sports news.
Okay. In the news? Sports news?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because it's not going to fit in anywhere else.
No, so you got to shoehorn it in.
And homicide's my ass. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Real quick here.
Yeah. Which real quick means we're not going to be quick, but let's go anyways.
War, Aaron Judge versus Cal Raleigh, Judge. Batting average, Judge. On-base percentage, Judge. Slugging percentage, Judge. OPS, Judge. OPS plus, Judge. Runs, Judge. Home runs, Raleigh. RBI, Raleigh. Runs created, Judge.
Gold glove, best catcher in baseball. Best season offensively in catching history. And whose team is better? Thank you, Cal Raleigh.
So in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of 10 categories, Judge is not just better, decidedly better. And somehow Mariner fan thinks that it's a disservice that Cal Raleigh will not win MVP.
How dare you?
Yankees need to get to the playoffs. Yeah. But if he didn't get hurt, he would be a massive favorite right now to win MVP over Cal Raleigh.
Come on, just say it. You know you want to say it.
Okay.
Cal Raleigh kind of sucks. Say it. Say it.
Well, he doesn't suck. I mean, he's awesome. But come on, he's not even, he doesn't sniff Aaron Judge's patoot.
Well, I would hope he doesn't sniff his patoot. That'd be awkward.
It's a little baseball butt.
He is the, that's not a little. Although Cal Raleigh's,
big old baseball
Cal Raleigh's not even a big dumper anymore.
I know. He's not even, Aaron Judge is the big dumper.
Yes.
He's the new big dumper.
He is. Yeah, that's a bigger dumper.
It is August 12, 2025. Time for now for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame Mellow. Thank you. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is, look at this, Baseball Fans Day.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Baseball fan, a tortured bunch.
Yeah. That's true.
Cedric it's Mullins, called sports. Way, it's called baseball in particular.
Since coming over from the
Said Orleans. Mullins?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, didn't I tell you that he sucked?
Yeah, it's not exactly been the shot in the arm in center field that the Mets were hoping for.
It is also Vinyl Record Day.
Oh.
Do you have any vinyl at the house?
I don't. My kids are into it, though.
Well, the kids are all into it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all the rage with the kids.
I went over to a friend's house yesterday, and they're younger. We brought the whole family over. See, kind of their first apartment. And they're big into vinyl. And I felt really old because all of their vintage vinyl is all the stuff that we grew up with. It was a lot of me being like, I saw these guys in 96. They're like, oh, man, that was awesome.
You know how it describes the radio station on your car radio, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see what they changed 92.3 to?
Oh, God. I didn't want to know.
It says oldies.
Really?
Yes.
The golden oldies, huh?
That's what it says.
So, like, Ozzy and Metallica and Guns N' Roses were
It says oldies.
It's the oldies station. All right.
You know what oldies were when you and I were young?
Yeah. Lollipop, lollipop, oh,
lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh.
And now,
pop, ba-dum, boom, boom.
And now it's appetite for destruction.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hell of a time, man.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm old, believe me. But it was a nice little vinyl collection.
Every time you say that, you understand that I'm 4 years older than you.
It doesn't matter, dude. At some point, we're all just old. You really think you feel you're older than me? We're just old.
Yes, I do.
We're just old.
This is the last day of extreme heat, so says Weatherman.
For the year?
No, just this run. It's supposed to rain like Friday and Saturday.
I wonder if, like, do we have one more? Do we have one more stretch of like 102 in August?
I don't know, bro. Getting kind of late. Getting kind of late.
People are saying.
Temps back to the 80s tomorrow. Here's your little bit of in the news sports news you can use. Mm-hmm. You don't often get sports news here.
No,
but
we do not.
I did see that Oregon and Oregon State women's basketball programs have renewed their rivalry game. That is back on.
Oh, that's fun.
The men have been playing. The women did not last year. But they will meet in Eugene this fall and in Corvallis next season.
That is a nice little piece of news. I like to see that that rivalry.
Yeah,
continue.
You got to play that.
You got to keep playing.
You got to play.
I hope
you got to do that.
And someone would like to call you out for being a big fat jerk.
Okay.
Cal Raleigh 13 stolen bases. Aaron Judge 6.
Okay, 8 of 11 categories.
You forgot that now, didn't you?
Sure, well, it wasn't on the.
And how about being a great page. Humanitarian? Did you forget that?
Well, how about teeth? Do we rank teeth? Because nobody beats Judge.
No. Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, but he's not in the conversation.
I'm saying, if you had a tooth off.
Chomp off.
Picking chompers, I'm going Judge over Raleigh all day.
It's a valid point. A lot of teeth there.
Although, Raleigh might only be a year or two away from the tooth glow.
Yeah,
it's possible. He just got that big money. You know,
yeah,
hey.
He's going to fix his teeth.
Those teeth. Those
There's nothing wrong with them, but you may see some
augmentation
there.
Or we'll get some hair. I mean, isn't he kind of bald?
Yeah, I could see.
Is he going to do some hair?
I could see some hair restoration.
Did you see is it Harry? Who's the redheaded prince?
Yeah,
that's Prince Harry.
Yeah,
who's the other one?
Prince William.
William. William's bald. It's bad.
No,
he's been bald for a while.
Have you seen it?
Did he fix it,
dude?
Oh.
Yes, he's got some. Yeah, he's come a long way with the. Like, look, if anybody's gonna,
it's him.
Because
his hair was awful.
Do hair restoration, whatever it is.
Yeah, hair restoration,
and have it look decent. Yeah. It's him. And I saw a picture of him recently. It's coming along.
Okay.
He's got some hair now.
Well, good for him. Yeah, he's got.
I mean, it's not perfect.
He's got $1 billion. You know, why not?
Exactly. What else is he doing?
Patch that up a
little
bit.
What's that guy do all day?
Oh, he's busy being, I don't know, Prince whatever. He's the future king, for God's sakes. He's got things to do. What is that? She queens and vacuums. I don't know what he does.
Let's see if I can find a picture of it for you.
Yeah, his hair was rough. Beep, beep, beep. It's tough. You gotta shave that thing, or you know, get the transplant.
Maybe it was a fake.
Did you get AI?
Did I get ball sacked?
I don't know. I haven't kept up on the.
I don't see
on the old royal family.
Anyway,
but yeah, I could see Cal Raleigh getting some teeth and some hair though. He got that big fat contract.
I like that he has teeth and hair right now that are perfectly serviceable, but we can see him getting some teeth and some hair.
Why not? Look, those aren't Freddie Freeman teeth.
They're not. Do you want the Freeman chompers?
You want the Judge chomper? Judge is
solid.
Hey, one's winning MVPs and the other one's winning World Series. The teeth mean something.
That might have been a fake picture. I retract my statement about Williams.
Fake
hair.
News.
Yeah. Homicides are down, Jace, in Portland. I don't know if you know that.
I bet you someone's going to say fake news.
Well, sure they might, but
get the National Guard out here.
They'd be wrong. Portland has recorded the steepest drop in homicides this year.
Nice!
Among the 68 U.S. cities represented in the Major Cities Chiefs Association.
Hells yeah!
According to data released from the organization.
I think we're going
to
stop.
Hey, come to Portland, you're not, the new slogan, come to Portland, you're not going to get murdered. I like it.
Homicides in Portland. Well, we can't guarantee that.
Well,
but
I mean, how about this?
Your chances of getting murdered have decreased by 51%.
Come to Portland safer than you think.
Yeah, I like it. Say 51% less murdery than previous years.
Safer than you think is an excellent slogan for Portland right now.
Yes, let's do it.
Because it really is safer than you think.
Exactly.
But you'll see some stuff.
Yeah, well.
But I'm telling you.
You'll see some stuff in any major city.
That's
true.
You'll
be fine. Yeah, but I feel like Portland has...
We got some stuff.
We're a little different. You know, it's like how they, you know how they have Florida Man?
Yeah. We got Portland.
Like, it's weird in Florida. Yeah. Oregon's got its own little bit of that.
Yeah. It's got its own uniqueness
but
to
you know
it.
What?
Yes.
It adds
yes.
to some cultural.
It sure does.
Whimsy. You know, I like whimsy.
We went down to Jake. Okay, so we were down at Jake's Crawfish the other night.
Yeah.
And we're
legendary.
Sitting outside. We saw it all. Yeah. That's right downtown.
Oh yeah,
we saw the
stuff.
We saw the some weird goofball bike ride. You know how they do
the bridge pedal was.
It wasn't bridge pedal. Oh. It was some small. It was probably like 50 people doing bits on bikes, and they drive by and they got their horns, and it's crazy and zany, and you know whatever. It's Portland, right? You think nothing of it.
Sure.
Literally 2 minutes later, here comes the Palestinian protest.
Okay.
The march.
Yeah.
And they were angry.
Yeah.
And then. You get the homeless guy walking by, talking to himself.
Sure.
And he's saying some interesting things in his own head.
Of course.
Quite conversation.
Sharing then, with others.
Then we look up to the apartments across the street where they have, there's a McMinniman's over there and there's apartments above.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kid getting naked out on the lanai there.
I bet you were watching.
I was not watching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was at first. And then my wife's like, I think that's a little kid. I'm
Rob just admitting crimes, going all John Mateer.
I mean, we saw it all.
And that's, look, call me crazy.
That was within an hour.
I enjoy when I'm hanging around downtown Portland, I enjoy the fact that much like a Major League Baseball game, I don't know what I'm going to see, and it may be something that you've never seen before.
That's right.
It adds cultural significance. I'm all for it.
You see the gays.
Yeah,
you see
it's a little bit of everything.
I mean, it's all out there.
Yes. It's fun. It's fun.
But he's gay.
Anyway, homicides in Portland decreased by 51% in the first half of 2025 compared to the same period last year. Uh-huh. Take that.
I like it. I like where we're going with this.
35 last year, 17 this year.
Even better.
We also saw a decrease in rapes, robberies, and aggravated assaults.
So what we're...
weed is working.
What we're finding out here is things are pretty, pretty good.
We're getting back to normal.
We're finding out that it's safer than you think.
I like it. Portland, Oregon.
safer than you think.
Safer than you think. Come see. And I asked, what was the...
But you might want to carry mace.
Well, that's true. What was the... How much was the rapes and the violent crime down? Or did you
say didn't
down?
Say. I just said they're all down.
Oh. Because I would... You know, because that's another one. We could on the poster, we could have 51% for the murders and then also our other stats. Portland, a lot less rapey than you think as well. Although I don't really think of Portland as rapey. It's more methy and stabby.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is worse, a body or body parts?
Oh, body parts.
That is next on In the News on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, we have time for one more story here on In the News, August 12, 2025. Thank you. Well, I asked you, which is worse, a body or body parts?
Body parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bodies at least can be explained away. You know, it's like, hey, stuff happens. Body parts. Now you got a lot of questions.
Stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's like, well, where's the rest and how did it... Yeah, body parts bad.
Detectives are investigating after a kayaker discovered body parts in the Tualatin River near Rude Bridge Park in Hillsboro. A recreational kayaker found a body part floating in the river August 8th, prompting Washington County Sheriff's Office deputies to respond to the scene.
What kind of body part?
They won't say.
I think that matters.
The only thing they said was, based on the level of decomposition observed, it does seem like this is a more recent incident. But investigators have not determined how long the remains had been in the water.
Because I got to tell you, big difference finding a foot and finding a head. Or a torso.
A torso is the one you don't want.
Yeah, you don't want to find the torso.
What do you think it was? Do you think it's more likely that it was a
I think an arm.
Foot?
I think an arm or leg.
A hand?
Hand, something like that. The chances of it being a torso or a head, I think they would have said head. Body part, to me, is some sort of appendage. We're going arm, leg, foot, something along those lines.
Well, that's true, because a body part, a head, like, is, I mean, it is a body part, but they would say specifically
you just call it head, right?
Head. Yeah. Plus, that would get clicks.
That would get clicks, yeah. The head would, you lead with the head. And that's so, we're dealing with a foot or an arm or something. And either way, that's not good. Like, when you're out kayaking around, it's probably one of these. That's not a foot.
What do you do with it?
Well, you know what you do with it. You poke.
Well, I know what you do with it. You poke. I'm asking it. What normal people do with it.
Well, I think maybe you lift it up with the paddle and kind of, you know.
Examine?
Yeah, examine. You examine.
You fish it out of the water?
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody said skedaddle.
You don't pick it up with your hands. But,
Buck
you
wants
know.
To skedaddle.
I want to skedaddle out of there, and then I'll call the authorities. But I'm not touching.
You're not dealing with it.
What would you do? What would you do with it?
Well, you put it on the top of the kayak, and I don't know.
You fish it out of there.
You gotta fish
it
out.
What am I gonna do?
No, you don't.
You can't leave it.
Yes, you can.
Nah.
See, you take a picture of it.
Nah, you gotta. Well, yeah, you take a photo.
And then send it to the cops.
And maybe some friends. You're like, dude, what did I
think? And say, I have no idea how this got here.
Posted it to the gram. Anonymous.
Just trust me.
I don't know. Like when I get a, you know, like a dead possum or something, you know, you kind of fling it to a new area, maybe onto a riverbank. Because if you just leave it in the water, chances are it floats away and now.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to lose the evidence. Maybe you flip it up onto the bank.
There
I don't
you
know.
Go.
Bro.
Yeah.
I ain't touching that thing.
Yeah, I don't really want to either.
Hey, man. That's why you got a paddle or a poking
I ain't
stick.
Touching a dead hand.
Well, look.
With my kayak paddle.
I'll tell you right now. If it's a head, you know, that's different. But if it's a foot or a hand, you can deal with that.
The second body part was discovered by searchers on August 9th.
There's more.
About one, yeah, two body parts. This was about 1 mile downstream from the initial location. So August 8th and then August 9th. The investigation is ongoing. The identity of the victim not been determined.
They don't like that at all.
Yeah. Authorities are asking anyone who discovers human remains in the future to take a photograph or get GPS coordinates if possible, then call 911 immediately.
What did they say about poke it?
It says you want to leave that exactly where it is and call the police right away, says Deputy Huey.
So it doesn't explicitly say to not poke at it.
No, I think it does.
No.
It says said, leave it exactly where it is.
Why does poking have to...
Because you're going to move it.
Because that's not poking it is not leaving it.
It's in the water. Can I leave it in the... I disagree.
Leave it.
No, I don't think you leave it in the water.
Listen to the authorities.
I think this is an incorrect statement. On land, yes. On the high seas, you can't leave it in the water. You can't.
The Tualatin River isn't exactly the high seas.
You don't know.
I do know.
You don't know.
I think that's a fact.
I need a policeman listening to this right now. If I find a body part in the water, is it not my civil duty to remove said body part from the water so that we can find it and identify it and then possibly poke at it?
Well, new theory from the text line. There's only one body part they probably wouldn't want to say. It was a penis.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable. I'll tell you what.
What happens? Are you poking the floating penis with a stick?
Yeah, you got no choice. You got it. Yeah, look. You know my philosophy on finding dead things. You got to. There's nothing, you know. And it's more of a poke and lift with the paddle. You got to scoop. The key is the scoop. I don't have a net. I'm not fishing.
AI says if you see body parts in the water, remain calm and immediately contact the authorities.
Yeah.
Specifically, 911.
Yeah.
Do not touch or disturb the body or the scene. Hmm.
And Rufio says if you draw a penis around it, it'll be dealt with quicker.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, you do it your way, I do it mine. I don't think I can get in trouble. Like, I was trying to do the right thing.
I'm out of there. But I'm with you on...
I'm gone.
On this, that body part's way more jarring than a body. Although a body would be very...
The body is jarring
too.
But I think I can handle a body. The body part's a little...
Ooh.
And again, a lot of it's depending on the body part. Not all body parts are created equal. The torso, again, I'm with Buck. The torso being the granddaddy of them all. You don't want to deal with the torso. I'd rather find the head than the torso. The torso's right out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know.
The torso's that's a whole other ballgame.
I don't know about that.
I don't think...
Head's last on my list.
Nah, because at least with the head, I understand, like, accidents can happen, right? And, like, but, like, the torso, that's intentional.
Can't happen to a torso?
You're sawing stuff. Like, it's a lot easier for a head to come off than a waist and arms. If you just find, like, the Black Dahlia torso floating down the Tualatin River, that's as bad as it gets. I'll take a head all day.
It's the implication that yes. person was sawed.
Yes.
See, if I'm seeing body parts, I don't know if you do this. Maybe you don't, based on what you just said. If I see a body part, I am assuming it was sawed off.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
But I am telling you that in my head, if I see a body part, I am assuming it was sawed off.
Because, all I'm saying is with the head.
And the same is true for a head.
There are accidents where you can, you know, where the head gets a little.
I know, but, none of that crosses my mind when I see a head, a torso, a hand, a foot. It doesn't matter. I'm seeing Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
It's part of a mutilated body.
That's it. Yeah. I go straight red on it, and I'm out. And the head is the worst of any of them.
Agreed. I thought the torso was the worst body part, assuming head was not included.
Because the head. Now you're looking at like wait,
someone's face.
Is that
someone's
dead face? It's someone's
not attached to their body.
Someone's dead face, Zook.
It's not good. I'm not saying I want to.
At least the torso is faceless.
I'm just saying, given the choice between dealing with something the size of a bowling ball and a torso, I'm taking the bowling ball. I don't want to deal with the torso.
Well, I'm not dealing with either. I'm looking
That's
at
right.
them.
That's right. We're out of there. I'm kayaking my little balls over to the other side of the river.
Somebody said skedaddle.
Some of us, you know what that means? It means skedaddle.
Some of us are a concerned citizen.
Skedaddle.
And we have to... do our community proud.
Let's get the hell out of here.
This guy said, by the way, we'll be out of here in a smidge, but we have a text who says, I live right by where that part was found. The response was at least one ambulance, one fire truck, and minimum 8 police cars.
Now, maybe this isn't just a foot.
Do we need all that? Although the cops like to show up. When they're bored, they'll all show up to one.
If there's nothing going on and you get a body part, all the boys
come. They're all.
Someone said, I want a butt cheek.
Ooh. Oh, God. These guys.
One single butt cheek.
One single cheek. Would you even know it was a cheek?
No.
I don't think you would.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Looks like a little lily pad.
A little lily, but you get a couple cheeks. You get that's the lower torso. Now, again, standing by it. Torso or low. I don't know what you call the lower. The lower torso? Thighs to waist? Same thing. Worse. Than the head.
Someone else points out, murder down in Portland followed by dismembered body in river. That's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah.
And another text, what if it turns out to be a prosthetic? They just save somebody a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's true. Those things cost a lot.
You got to figure it out.
They would say it was a prosthetic, wouldn't they?
It's not now.
No, it's definitely not.
You wouldn't know that until you kayaked over to it and poked at it a little bit.
They talked about decomp.
You got to poke.
That's here in the news. Hog 12, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at Advocates Law, Dead Keb. What Michael Porter said about sports betting, next on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.